What's up? We're back with the Woodlers Podcast.
We're starting the Woodlers Podcast. This is the first episode, you gungus head.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that?
Because shit!
No, but all our other, like, podcasts, or not podcasts, but YouTube channels, I'm always used to saying, what's up, we're back, so that's kind of what's happening. Anyways, I'm currently playing with pieces of wood, and
hence the name the Woodlers. Sounds like someone took LSD and then shoved a Cheeto up their arse, and then was like, hey, I got the name, the Woodlers.
But no, I was thinking, I was just like, yeah, let's name it the Woodlers, because all I see in this room is wood.
Yeah, we're in a garage, and it's cold.
And there's a tire hole over my head, about to slip my head open.
And he's playing with a knife. Alright, so I'm Nikolai, and he's Peyton, and we're missing someone.
We're missing,
Seth.
This guy's Seth, and
he's with his girlfriend.
He's with his girlfriend, and he's going to, like, this golfing thing.
What? Dang, I want to go to this golfing thing.
But yeah, he don't even know how to golf, and he's like, how do I golf?
Hey, remember?
How do I golf?
Remember when you went to my birthday, and we went to, like, this mini golf place? Dang, what was that place called? It was like Ziggy's Funland or something.
I know, and we were trying to hit the ball at children's head.
Yeah.
Man.
Dang, I still want to do that paintball that was there. Was it paintball, or was it a...
Yeah, it was a paintball, but it was shut down because...
Or was it airsoft? You know, I don't think they have airsoft at Ziggy's Funland. Hey, yeah, Ziggy's Funland.
You know, paintballs hurt more than airsoft.
Yeah. And then a kid would just take one of the airsoft guns, run off with it, and shoot everyone.
No, and it was like an open place. Like, what if it accidentally flew somewhere and smacked someone in the face?
I thought one of those golf balls had to have hit someone.
I know.
Imagine there's just like a 3-year-old toddling by, just like, ooh.
That's what.
Dink! Right in your head.
That's what we were trying to do. We were trying to. Remember, we were hitting extra hard. We didn't even try to make it in a hole. We would just try to hit it at cars.
As hard as you can.
Hit it at cars, hit it at children, hit
I
it
wonder
at
how
people.
Many golf balls they have.
I want to go back on that bungee thing that flung you up in
yeah.
the air.
Yeah. Dude, that thing terrified me.
That thing was awesome. I was doing like triple backflips.
I was doing jumps, and that was it.
You were just jumping. Lee, I'm a 5-year-old. But, yeah. So, was that me and you that made the sandpaper dildos?
What?
No, then it was me and Seth, if you're gonna say what. Put it down! Put it down!
Guys, he's gonna stab me. Remember that my will was suck balls, eat ass. Here you go. That's my will and testimony.
You had the switch plate pop out. Oh. Anyways, my testimony is cum cubes, cum popsicles, and eat my ass.
So yesterday I ate a gerbil and it popped. Yesterday I ate a gerbil and it was like it popped in my mouth. Have you guys ever ate like a ketchup packet?
Yes.
That's what it was like. It just pops in your mouth and liquid goes everywhere.
I definitely will not try that. But I will try is you ever
stop hitting the knife on the table. Please. Thank you.
I'm gonna hit a razor blade on the table now.
Yeah, what is this? A razor blade comb? Shit, don't fucking cut my fingers off.
No, it's, I have like the two sharpest objects in the garage, and there's like tools everywhere, and I have the two sharpest objects, and I'm like throwing them everywhere. But no, what was I about to say? Now you distract me because I was busy in cutting your fingers off. You're talking about gerbil eating? No. You ever just, like, wonder, like, you ever, when you were a kid, go into the store and pull down your pants without one.
Dude, actually, so when I was like 6 years old, maybe even younger, I went to Kohl's and with my mom and my sister, and I went around the store and I pantsed and pulled the bras off of every single mannequin in the store, and they're consistently asking me to stop. And that's how we're banned. That's how my family's banned from every coal in the country.
Well,
they gave me stickers too.
They gave you stickers for doing that.
No, they gave me stickers to make me stop.
They gave you stickers to. They're like, this is. I think this is how it went down. Jessica, there's a little 6-year-old, 7-year-old boy. Pulling off the bras and underwear of the mannequins. Can you stop him?
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, have you seen that yellow and blue umbrella?
No.
That's a big umbrella.
It dried the whole way. That fucking surge is about to pop off. You know where the young woman is? Alright. You gotta close the door. Can I get
on again? Alright. We could just edit it out of the podcast. Kick the door. Sweet. Alright,
and we're back.
Topic.
What topic were we at?
I don't remember. You said Jessica, there's a 6-year-old whipping off the pants and bras and the mannequins.
Oh, yeah, so this is how that went down. Jessica, there's a boy, a young kid, whipping off their bras and pants.
He is currently f***ing the mannequins!
And he's currently rubbing his dick on the mannequins. Can you ever stop him?
You ever
give
seen
him
that,
stickers.
You ever see that one meme where this little kid's dancing with a mannequin? Like, he's got her arms and he's like dancing. And then her arm just falls off. He's like, he looks at it for a second, looks away, and then he looks back at it, he's like,
no, that child was me. Anyways,
stop hitting shit.
That's all.
Oh, they're gonna hear on the podcast.
All I wanna do is smack knives and razors on like skin and wood.
Skin and wood. Careful, guys. He's a murderer.
I'm a sex offender. I'm a registered.
Dude! When I was like 9 years old, I had this game on my phone. It was called Ultimate Sandbox. And I would go around just chatting with people. And listen, this is a true story. I can show you an image if I have an image on my phone. I went on to someone's server. I was like, guys, my uncle is a sex offender. Because I don't know what I thought it was, but I thought it was something good. I said, it was either my cousin or my uncle. I said something, my uncle or my cousin is a sex offender. That's cool. And I was 9. How the f*** did I know what a sex offender was?
I knew a sex offender when I was in like first grade.
That's bad then.
That's not bad, that's genius.
Genius! Why would you need to know what a sex offender is in first grade?
How I found out is because I found out by the cop saying, we found the registered sex offender and that did it with your son. That's how I found out what it was. Ow! He smacked me with a piece of wood.
Yeah. He's made out of metal. Alright. It's been 9 minutes.
It's been 9 minutes and 50
seconds. Have you guys ever sucked your dick with a vacuum cleaner?
That's genius. Why didn't I think of that?
I've never done that because... know. like, what's the image of putting your dick in a vacuum cleaner and then turning it on?
All the cum going out and then clogs the vacuum. Mom, I broke the vacuum with my dick. That's what it would be like. Exactly.
Dude,
you look so depressed right now. You're just like, how?
I'm going to my niece's. A niece is a girl, right? And nephew's a boy. Like your boy.
Nephew? So you're an uncle. Your nieces would be an uncle.
Why am I saying nieces? I meant like my little cousin. I'm going to my little cousin's birthday tomorrow. And they live in this mansion. It's got 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. And it's crazy, dude. And
5 bathrooms and 4 bedrooms. And why does it have more bathrooms than bedrooms?
Because every bedroom has a private bathroom. And then there's one bathroom outside of the bedrooms.
What?
Dude! Oh my god. Last time I was there at a housewarming party. Because they just got this house, remember that. I was there, and my cousin, her name is Skylar, she's a bee, and she had a friend over. It was like Alexi and some other chick, and it was nearing the end of the party, and I was looking for my shoes, right? I walk into her parents' bedroom, and
that's where the story stops. I never saw anything again.
I walk in there, I look to my left, and the bathtub is so big that all 3 of those girls were swimming in the bathtub.
What?
Swimming in the bathtub.
There's no way they could swim. There's
Could barely fit in my own bathtub. One person could barely fit in my own bathtub.
How many girls were there?
3.
Well, how little was they? How old were they?
I don't know, like 10? 11?
You're saying you're only 20 years older than your little cousin.
Ah!
I'm
a registered sex offender.
Oh my gosh. You're saying stop banging on your thing with a razor when you're a boom, boom, boom.
Some music the other day, and it got 703 views. Yeah, so cool.
You know, I made some music, and I got so much hate because it was about my mom and a duck that she raped.
Stop hitting the table.
Nope, just kidding. That was a lie.
Please! Please! Never
mind. Never mind. Never mind. I'll find.
Oh, yeah. I know. In this very garage, there was a box on a shelf. And I was like, hey, Peyton, let's grab a firework and make a little rocket jet. And I reached for a block of wood. And I knocked over a box and like 3 light bulbs fell out of it and just shattered everywhere.
Was it 2 days ago? He was like, oh, this and that. And we tied a piece of wood to 2 bottle rockets.
Yeah, we taped bottle rockets to the side of a
redneck
block
hillbilly
of wood.
Shit.
And then we lit them and it only flew like 3 feet.
And then it almost broke his window because it flew exactly at the window, the garage window. And if it were broke, the glass would have shattered straight into the eyeballs of like.
F in the chat. F in the hospital because they don't got eyes anymore. Never. What's your favorite music?
What's my favorite?
What's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist or music?
Artist.
Probably
dead.
Damn.
No, I said Tupac because I like old school rap.
Yeah, a lot of it's alright, but the thing I don't like is that my dad blasts it. Literally, the house shakes with how loud he blasts his music in the living room.
What, Tupac?
No. Blast just like some random guy. Rocking like
Ghetto Boys?
Drugs, bitches, my dude, fucking oh my god. He blasts 6ix9ine all the time.
All I hear from your face, this is all I heard out of that whole
it's
conversation. Drugs, bitches. Never mind, I'll find likes you. You ever think about like putting your dick in a meat grinder? And sawing it off and like all the blood splats all over.
Oh yeah, hopefully those people don't charge you with pedophilia or something. We put a prank on this group of people and we were on a call with me and Peyton, and I grabbed a picture of this guy's D from Reddit, and I texted him. He's like, yeah, you guys can do a prank, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, we sent it to this group of boys, and it was hilarious. Like, they're all, like 16. What, dude, they're so fucking cringy. They're like, ew, it's not even advertised. What? You've never even seen a penis in your life. Shut up.
Because it was like 9 inches.
And we thought it was hilarious. And it went downhill, but then we told them it was a prank and they were all right with it.
Off that topic.
And then we got sent to Alcatraz. For multiple counts of pedophilia. Well, they're older than we are, either way.
And they act younger than us. Because they're about...
Ah! Oh, I stubbed my toe.
Oh, I stubbed my toe. You're screaming like you're dying. And you're like, oh, I stubbed my toe. Anyways, you guys want to hear what happens when you die?
This is what it looks like when you die, trying to get through rotten. You ever see that meme? This is what it looks like when you die. I'm trying to get through rotten dirty.
I blocked that piece of wood from hitting my face.
Oh, yeah. Also, before we started the podcast, he texted me like, Nico, don't throw stuff at me, please. Well, I didn't throw anything at him. I threw something next to him.
No, he threw it directly at my face and I blocked it. I have a razor blade and you have a bike, a machete.
That's what I call my penis, a razor blade. What?
Wait, what? That's what I'm calling dirty.
Trying to get me run.
I love sticking my penis.
Shut the fuck up and get back on with actual talking stuff. We need actual content.
Okay, I know actual content.
Yeah, then you're gonna say something like, say a favorite, don't.
I was about to say big bitches. So a couple days ago, broke my bike because I went down a case of stairs, trying to impress these people.
That were also trying to rob us at the same time.
Exactly, they were trying to act nice to rob us, but I was still trying to impress them. And they dared me to go down this humongous case of stairs. It was like the Leon 25 some shit. It was like 12 stairs, realistically. And it was like super steep, probably like maybe 10, 11 feet. And I jumped down the stairs, and my bike tire popped open, flew off, and smacked my face on the ground.
I was in first grade. So, you see this scar?
No.
and this scar, mm-hmm. and this scar. Mm-hmm. And then you can't see the one back here or here. But every single time, I split my scroll open. This one right here. On each episode, I'm going to tell you the story of one of my scars. It'll take 5 episodes to get to that. This one right here, the main one. I was at my friend Karen's house. And my mom's friend's Karen's house. God damn it. My mom's friend's named Karen's house. And Karen was at her grandmother's house, who's now dead. She had a friend named Aaron. This was in first grade. And Aaron was like, hey, do a wheelie. Because I was on a Razor scooter, one of those ones that you do wheelies on. And I was riding down the sidewalk. And I was like, hey, this is a bad idea. And I went, and then put my foot on the ground as I was doing a wheelie. And then I fell forward right on the concrete and bust my skull open.
Well,
that same kid, Aaron, down the sidewalk, there's a shed. And I was riding one of, like a tricycle or something down the sidewalk. And a dude was standing behind the shed. And he had a fire truck, 4 feet in length. And right as I was crossing the shed, went whoo and hooked it at my head. And it hurt really bad. And he ran off and I was gonna kill him.
Yeah, if you guys probably don't know, Nico has extreme anger problems. Like, you'll do one thing. You'll pull a switchblade or...
yeah,
I remember my time... Dad. I remember the time, literally, I did one thing. I, I don't know. It was that, what was that grade where it was, it wasn't, it cut G. It was, something else, and they would slap you in the back of your neck.
Oh, I like your haircut or something like that. New haircut, something like that.
Nice haircut or something like that, and you slap your neck. I did that. Nico grabbed really big pitchfork or like a sharp rake thing. I don't know what it was. He started chasing me around the yard trying to literally stab me, and I was screaming.
You remember that one time, Seth, at the end of the school year in fifth grade, and Seth did the thing where he grabs someone's neck and squeezes it. He got so annoying, and he did this 7 times throughout the day. I constantly told him to stop, and he did it one more time at the end of the day as we were leaving recess, and I went boom right to his mouth and flung my fist backwards right into his mouth, and he started bleeding up here, and somewhere around here, but he sat down, and he was like, it doesn't hurt, because girls are like, are you okay? And he's like, it doesn't hurt. That shit hurt. Don't fucking lie. That hurt. I could tell that hurt. That hurt my wrist, how hard I hit him. It made my wrist sore for 2 days after I hit him.
I feel like Seth, he thinks he's I'm close friends with him, and he is amazing in, karate and shit. Like, he's a black belt, whole bunch of stars. But, I mean...
Golden stars.
The thing, he is amazing. He can do a lot of damage to you, but he cannot take a punch. He is a glass jaw. Flick him in his jaw and he falls.
You flick him in his jar. Nice wording there.
Jaw.
It is freezing in here.
Yeah, it's like we're in Alaska.
Right? Oh, never mind.
We're in Alaska right now.
Yeah, we live in Hawaii, Alaska, and it's really cold here. It's 7 degrees.
It's 7 degrees outside, and all we're wearing is a t-shirt. In the garage.
Hey, dude, we should have Seth here, because this is the pilot of this whole thing.
I know, but...
But he's at his girlfriend's house where she looks like a peanut, what the...
Her name is...
You know that one fish from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
You know that one fish from SpongeBob? He's a sardine. That's what she reminds me of.
I'm laughing so hard. My chest is hurting.
Oh, yeah. Peyton drank a Bang the other day. And he had chest pains the whole day. And he almost had him. He was constantly talking about how he's about to have an aneurysm. Or some shit like that. And we're at the park, he's like, my name is Norbs, and I'm the best. I'm 3 seconds away from the cardiac arrest.
Woo! No, but the thing is... No, I drank a Bang. Well, the night before with Seth...
We fucked.
Yes. But also,
We drank our lungs.
We drank two five-hour energies, 3 bangs, and 7 monsters. We started having seizures, so my chest really was hurting. And then the next day, I drank 1 bang, so my chest was hurting, problems breathing, I had chills, I was starting to sweat. I was like, I need to go to the cardiologist.
Yeah, he has the coronavirus.
Yep, I do.
That's why we're 70 feet away.
Totally 7 feet away, not 7 feet away.
We're 70 feet away and he's using a microphone. And neither of us have masks on.
Well, to be honest, I'm Trump's son.
My name is Donald Freaking Blob. I eat toes and shove them up my knob.
And I'm gay, Donald.
And that does it for the podcast.
See, when Nico screams like that, he does that like randomly. He's like on a stick or something. You just gotta realize, just be quiet or he'll scream louder. It hurts bad when he screams. And you just gotta be quiet. And then he'll stop screaming, or sometimes he won't. He'll do it for hours, but you just gotta pee. And he's currently jerking off.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
And that's it for the podcast.
The Woodlers. I forgot we called it the Woodlers.
We're the Woodlers. Oh, yeah, we're gonna get more advanced, and then you'll be able to see our faces.
No schnitzels, gummies. And I'm not telling you my YouTube channel, because then you'd see my face.
What?
No, I'm not going to tell you my YouTube channel, because then you'll see my face.
Wait, you want them to see your face?
Not you, you fucking freak! No.
Why don't you want them to see your faces?
Why are you making that face? What are you going to ask for Halloween, baby? You even celebrating Halloween?
I do celebrate Halloween, but this year I'm not trick-or-treating. I'm done trick-or-treating. Last year was my last year.
I'm not sure if I will trick-or-treat this year. This is the last year before you're not allowed to trick-or-treat anymore.
Are you serious?
I think so.
You're always allowed to trick-or-treat. People just look at you weird.
No. Over the age of 17, you're not allowed to trick-or-treat anymore. Either 13 or 16.
Something like that. What? That's stupid.
Yeah.
No, because...
I mean, if you're like 46 years old and you're like, yeah, candy, trick or treat, then it's like, man, please leave me alone. Please don't rape my daughters.
Man, please leave me alone. Please don't rape my daughter. No, but, like, this is a crisis. We're in coronavirus, that's why I'm not doing it, but...
Coronavirus.
And my sister's boyfriend, which is me, Sweet Home Alabama. No. But no, my sister's boyfriend...
They fucked, and they had a kid, and now she's getting an abortion, and... And the whole family's falling apart.
No, did you just say their child is getting adopted by an animal shelter?
What?
My sister's child is getting adopted by an animal shelter.
God damn, what the freak crap is on my leg?
She fucking...
Oh yeah, also my chair is a stepladder.
Your son... is a dolphin.
Your son is now legally a dog. Woo! And that does it for the podcast.
No, but, what was I about to say, man? I had something to say. We were talking about trick-or-treating. Oh, no, my sister's boyfriend trick-or-treats. And he's like...
1 million years old.
He's 24.
Alright, I don't watch the debates that much. But apparently this was like the last debate or something. And it's literally just going to trash. I don't know who's gonna win anymore. Cause Trump's like, I'm not racist at all. I'm the least racist person I know.
In this room.
And Biden just like, what, huh? And then Trump says, I'm literally Abe Lincoln reborn, and Biden just, where am I?
Where am I?
He's gonna fall asleep again. I hope Biden gets elected. I don't even know anything about him, but I know he's better than Trump.
And then you're gonna get all
the I don't give a fuck if I offended you, okay?
I don't give two shits if I offended you. Well, that's it for the podcast.
I'm just kidding. Please don't call the cops on me.
Someone's gonna shoot us with a shotgun.
Hello.
What you say about Trump? Boom! A potato flew around my room. Well, you guys didn't hear shit. And, that's it for the podcast.
Wait!